We're looking at Daniel chapter 9 and verse 20 today, coming down to the end of a prayer of confession that Daniel is making. It says, "And whilst I was speaking and praying and confessing my sin and the sin of my people Israel and presenting my supplication before the Lord my God for the holy mountain of my God, yea, whilst I was speaking in prayer, even the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly, touched me about the time of the evening oblation." One of the key things I want you to notice in this passage is the amazingly short amount of time it takes our prayers to reach God. Try reading the first part of this chapter out loud, the first 19 verses, and time it on a clock. You can get this prayer done in a matter of seconds, and by the time you get to our passage for today, Gabriel has already arrived at Daniel's side in answer to prayer. Now, the reason this is so important is because sometimes the answer doesn't come that quickly. In recent months, I've had some amazing answers to prayer, the kind of stuff that gives you goosebumps. In fact, in recent history, it almost seemed like the answer was well underway before I even asked. But you know that's not always the case. I can remember times where I poured my heart out to God and it seemed like my words got lost on heaven's voicemail system. Days, weeks, even months would go by without any indication that God had heard me. And that's where this passage becomes so important. In Daniel 9, Gabriel shows up right away in a matter of seconds. But over in the next chapter, Daniel 10, that's not the way it works. Gabriel shows up and basically says, "Daniel, I would have come sooner, but something happened and I got held up for 3 weeks." But even then, Gabriel says something really important, Daniel 10 and verse 12. "Then he said unto me, Fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand and to chasten thyself before God, thy words were heard, and I am come for thy words." That passage is so important, you might want to put a bookmark in your Bible or underline that verse where it says, "From the first day you tried to understand, your words were heard." Sometimes it's easy to think that our situation is the only thing that matters, and when we pull up to heaven's drive-through window, the service should be immediate. But think about what your neighbor might need, or the guy down the block, or the people who live on the other side of the country. One guy's praying for rain because he needs it, and another guy who lives beneath a sagging hillside recently cleared by a brush fire, well, he's praying it won't rain. And so God weighs it all. And while caring for us individually, He's also steering all of human history to the point where we all arrive safely in the kingdom of Christ. Of course, God's the only one who could possibly pull that off. And so it's important that we let Him do what He's going to do. But at the same time, we have the absolute assurance that the moment we pray, He hears what you say. And coupling that knowledge with a little bit of heavenly patience is going to prove every single time to be the better way to live.